you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. His name is Martin Blankenship, and he is a doctor of chiropractic, and he has been practicing in England, Ireland, Australia for over the last 20 years, but has returned to the U.S. to provide St. Petersburg, Florida, with the chiropractic care that its residents deserve. So without any further ado, we are going to learn all about Dr. Blankenship's chiropractic. That's kind of funny how I said that. So without any further ado, let's welcome him to the show. Dr. Blankenship, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Blankenship, could you just tell me a little bit about, for those not in the know, first of all, could you just explain a little bit about what chiropractic actually is?
Well, chiropractic's about making sure that your nervous system functions as best it should. And when your nervous system functions the way it should, point A, which is your brain, communicates with point B, which is whatever part of your body. And your nervous system controls every organ, every function, every feeling that you have. So we try to make sure that the bones of the spinal column don't put pressure on those nerves and make them not work well, which usually results in pain and all sorts of other different functions, bad functions.
Doctor, when patients come into you, I mean, are they looking for to have, like, do they have a specialized area of pain, a specific area of pain that they're looking to have treated? Like, is it their back? Is it their legs? And what do you normally find is some of the cause of some of this pain?
Some of the big reasons people come in are pain, because most people don't really pay a whole lot of attention to their health unless their health is going away. And that's usually signified by pain. But some of the common things that people come in for are headaches, neck pain, back pain. They do come in with problems in their legs. The nerves that come out of your low back go down your legs, and when they're irritated, people call it sciatica, which might end up in numb toes or pain in your legs. And the same thing can go in your arms, too. People come in for pins and needles in their fingers and pain in their arms, and yeah, that's the general stuff. We do see all sorts of other stuff as well, but that's probably the main reason somebody walks in the door, and then they learn about how their body works. And then we go from there.
So, Dr. Blankenship, not only do you treat people, but it sounds like you educate people about the body.
Yes, the word doctor means teacher.
And right.
It's really, really hard to get somebody to do something about their health unless they understand what's going on with them. So if we have somebody in the office and we need to take x-rays or pictures of them, and we do digital x-rays in the office, it's best for me to sit down and go over the patient or the x-rays with that patient so that they can actually see what's going on inside of them.
Now,
it's also good to have family members in so they can see what's going on with their partner.
Right, because no one knows the patient like the family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that helps.
Now, Dr. Blankenship, when a new patient comes in, what does your process sort of look like? I mean, do you start things off with an x-ray, and then do you kind of get like a game plan ready for how you're going to tackle their issue? How many sessions normally? I guess for the more common issues, does it usually take to feel some kind of relief?
Good question. We don't x-ray everybody. We only do that on an as-needed basis. So people come in with history of trauma or neurological signs. Mm-hmm. They'll lose reflexes or lose strength in muscles. And then we kind of have to look and see if there's something more in-depth going on. But if we are taking x-rays or not, we have a lot of information just from our physical exam and our history, and that's how the visit usually starts out. We sit down and we have a talk and say, hey, what's going on? And then I ask all these pertinent questions that people don't necessarily know why I'm asking, but it's all to get a bigger picture. And once we get that picture, then we, if it's a chiropractic case, well, we start working on them. And when we work on them with chiropractic adjustments. Usually a chiropractic adjustment to get the benefits of chiropractic, you're looking at doing something like when you're training yourself to go to the gymnasium and get strong. You have to teach tissues to move, and I may adjust someone once and they go, yeah, I feel great, but it's about trying to get these joints to continue working for the long term. And once we do that, then we try and convince people to maintain their health and not just wait for it to go away again.
Now, Dr. Blankenship, speaking of your practice, how long, first of all, have you been in practice? And I am very curious to know, what drew you to chiropractic?
Okay. Well, I've been in practice about 22 or 23 years.
Wow.
Graduated in 1995 from Life West Chiropractic College in California, near San Francisco. And then I came back to Florida and started practicing in Florida. And then I had a friend of mine from school call me up and say, hey, you want a job? And I said, where? He said, England. And I said, sure. So I moved to England and practiced there for a year. Then we had some friends over in the north of Ireland that were chiropractors. And they said, oh, you got to come over and practice with us. So I moved up to the north of Ireland on the north coast, a little town called Ballymoney. And a year there. And had some friends that were chiropractors there from Australia. And they said, oh, got to come back to Australia and practice with us.
Wow.
So I said, sure, get me a visa. And they did, and then I moved to Australia. I spent my first year there being a bush doctor, which means we had these tiny, tiny little towns, and I'd drive about 300 kilometers a day working at two different offices through the outback and through the desert.
Wow.
Sounds crazy, but it was great. I saw more Australian wildlife than most Australians I know.
I cannot believe
then,
that's crazy.
Went up to the tropics, moved up to southeast Queensland. Brisbane would be the biggest city there, and spent the last 16 years there because I'm from Florida and I like the tropics or the subtropics.
Right. So it sounds like all these. It sounds like all these places were like right up your alley.
Oh yeah, England was a little cold and Ireland was a little cold, but you know. I can do anything for a while. But yeah, I got into chiropractic because I was in a pre-medical program in university, and I was out snowboarding one year over spring break and fell down and tore up my knee.
Oh.
And I lost the ability to run without pain. So my father is an interventional radiologist back here in Florida. So after about 3 months of not being able to run, I came home and said, Dad, I can't run. My knee's killing me. He said, let's go get an MRI. And took an MRI of my knee, and it turned out everything was fine. There was nothing wrong. I couldn't run. I had a lot of pain. But when the medical doctor tells you nothing's wrong, they basically mean nothing's torn, nothing's broken,
right.
Nothing's dislocated. There's nothing wrong with the anatomy. But I had a big problem with the function. And I didn't really get that, but I was told to give it time and it'll get better. After 6 months of not being able to run, and after 9 months of not being able to run, I came home and my sister, of all people, drug me down to the chiropractor. And the chiropractor told me there was something wrong with my knee. And I said, well, yeah, I know, but you're the first person that's agreed with me. And he had my scans there. He said, look, there's nothing wrong with the anatomy. The problem is with the function. Your knee's supposed to do this. Yours doesn't. We can help you. And I said, okay. And he picked up my knee, went clunk, adjusted my knee. And I went down to the parking lot, and I ran without pain for the first time in 9 months, and I was duly impressed.
And that was the start of it all, huh?
Yeah, it turns out the prerequisites for medical school and chiropractic school are almost exactly the same, and I ended up changing my mind and going to chiropractic school instead.
Unbelievable, Dr. Blankenship. That is some story there. Now, we have to end the show, unfortunately.
Okay.
But before we go, where can people find Family Chiropractic Plus? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Sure. Well, Family Chiropractic Plus, we're on Central Avenue in St. Pete, corner of 39th and Central. You can always find us on the website, which is familychiroplus.com, and that's FamilyChiroPlus.com. And yeah, we're always posting stuff on the Family Chiropractic Plus website as well. So yeah, we post a lot of good information on there. Check us out and yeah, come see us.
Wonderful. Dr. Martin Blankenship of Family Chiropractic Plus down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your worldly experience with us and how you got into chiropractic. We appreciate it and, of course, wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.